Apollo Soyuz, I had two crews, me and Bob Taylor. We got over to Spain, and they called us right into the American embassy and told us there'd been a threat on the lives
Oh, great.
by the Northern Basque country. And they told us to take off all stickers and indications that we were from NASA. Of course, we were young, so we didn't care. We just laughed and went our way. And so that was the start of it. They assigned the guards to us from Franco was still in power. And we had a guy with a long-range rifle and a submachine gun. And they would hide in the bushes, and everywhere we were, they were watching us. We didn't even know where they were. And interesting, one day we're in the tracking site, Buitrago, which the Spanish used mainly for submarine support. And we were in there, and they assigned a room to us, and we would go in there in between working and anything we had to work on. So one day we got the first pass and it was successful. So we went in there, we opened a bottle of champagne and popped the cork and to celebrate. And the minute we popped the cork, a submachine gun and a long rifle came in the door. They thought it was a gun. And so we realized that we better watch what we do.
Yeah, well, so to go back a bit, why were you there rather than somewhere
Well,
else?
they didn't have the capability to communicate. We used an ATS-6 satellite,
Hmm.
and the tracking site was not available to support this.
Right.
So they didn't give us any detail. They just said we're going to use the Spanish site.
You had to handle Apollo communications. And Soyuz as well, or just Apollo?
We communicated mainly with Houston,
Right.
and they were communicating with the spacecraft. And so we didn't have any direct communication with the spacecraft.
So
Yeah.
how is the television getting to you at
Was
Buitrago?
a straight downlink to the Spanish site.
Right, okay. And
Yeah,
that
so we had the slow scan and the slow scan converter at Buitrago.
So I guess there was a lot of pressure because it was joint Russian-American and it had to
Well,
look
that's
good.
fun. There probably was, but they didn't give it to us. We didn't, we were on a holiday. And we rented a villa outside of Madrid, and we had about 12 guys staying there. We had parties, and we didn't think about the pressure of international relations, just the pressure of doing our job and getting the signal. It was kind of like Apollo. We didn't think about the big picture. We only thought about the work we were doing at the time and what do we have to do to make it work.
Which is why it worked.
Probably we didn't have that added pressure. We were too young to realize the big picture.
So you had two teams. One was led by Bob Taylor. He was what
Yeah.
head of
Yeah,
he
we
was
each had about six guys and 12 on, 12 off, and they handled telemetry and TV. He was mainly there for telemetry.
So,
Well, we took our equipment, they gave us an area on the floor, and that was an interesting sight. There was only about one or two guys there that knew what was going on. And if they weren't on shift, we had a lot of trouble. We couldn't get much done because the people worked there had very limited job duties. And they couldn't tell us much about what the equipment they had and what they could do. And so we had to kind of ferret out what we could do. And it worked out. But in fact, the one guy that helped us a lot, I can't remember his name now, He was the mayor of Buitrago, and Buitrago was a like a size of 3 football fields. That's the whole city, and it ran like a moat around it, and that was protecting during the civil wars, and it was really interesting. It's like going back in history and supporting space.
Because it was Earth orbit, there were quite a lot of passes, I guess,
Yes,
quite frequent.
yes. Yeah, they did a lot of passes. They didn't have all television every pass, but the main one was, docking and practicing docking before they did it. And that was a main objective to it, to come in and shake hands. And I didn't know they were already warned about not criticizing the Russians. Before they went, when they were up there, but I think I told you about it. I got a call. I was off duty. I was back at the motel. I was in Madrid still. I had my wife there, and I got a call. When I got the call, I said, "Well, what's up?" He said, "Well, we got a downlink, and they want us to remote it to Houston, and we can't do it because of what was said on the tape, and everyone can hear the link we remoted on." And I said, "Well, what happened?" And he told me that Tom Stafford kind of went off on the Russians, and he said he's cussing at them and telling them they couldn't do anything right, and they operate from the ground, they don't have any control of anything. So I went out there and saw the tape. And Houston then called back and said, "Erase the tape, erase it." We got on a private line and told them what it was. And we had a couple recorders, an IVC 960 helical, was two of them on running. So they erased, they didn't get to the point of erasing the tape when Houston called back and said, "Hold it, don't erase it, don't erase it. We're sending a man out to hand carry the tape to Houston." So they gave him the tape, but then they had made a second tape, so we had it. And it was a nighttime docking practice, and all you saw was strobe light flashing on and off, on and off, and then Tom Stafford cussing about the Russians. And so we brought the tape back and had it for years, and I couldn't find the darn thing when this came up again. And I don't know where it is now, but it's another missing tape. So, anyways, and the courier never showed up with the tape in Houston. So they don't know where that went. At least that's a story they told.
Yes, it might be a good story to have.
So, anyway, we didn't say anything about it, and they said that we didn't want to get Stafford in political trouble for criticizing the Russians, especially during the mission.
And the whole mission was a great success, wasn't it, really?
Oh,
Wasn't it?
yeah, it was a great success. And in fact, that mission also led to Tigris, the building of Tigris. And that was one of the goals to use, try to get a coverage from ATS more in a constant way. So we could, I don't know what the relationship was, but they used that as a basis for moving ahead with Tigris.
So you were receiving the television in Spain and then sending it to Houston.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right. And we did some live, and then we did some playbacks. So some of the passes were just recorded and for later playback.
Did you ever hear Stan Labarre's story about the problem with the camera in the Soyuz? Apparently, they couldn't get it to work at the beginning, and so Russian mission control was telling them to cut the carpet in Soyuz to try to find where the cables went underneath.
I didn't hear that,
And
no.
I don't think I've got it recorded. I wish I did.
I could imagine what Stan was saying about that. Yeah. And interesting at the site, every day at 1 o'clock, they would give us a big lunch and it would last for 3 hours. And they had wine and baby suckling pig and the whole thing. And all of a sudden, one day, a guy from the embassy came out and he said, "This has got to stop. We can't drink on the job." And so we cut out all our meals and all our drinking.
So Franco was in power in Spain.
Yeah,
What
right.
was it like there?
Oh my gosh, that was really fascinating. Franco, we go into Madrid, and there'd be police, the regular police, directing traffic and doing things, and they wore white coats, and you could tell where they were. And then there was Franco's La Guardia Civil. That's what they called it, La Guardia Civil, and that two went in pairs everywhere, and on motorcycles. And with these long range guns and the submachine guns, and they would stand on the overpass. And when the weekend came, and thousands of people leave Madrid in little cars with bread sticking out the windows, and a family of 8 to 10 people, and if you didn't have a seatbelt on, they would pull you over. And these guys, they would tell us stories about them. Don't look at them. Don't stare at them. If they pull you over, they would even pull you over and tell you they need to go to some town 50 miles away and you'd have to take them. And they would confiscate cars all over the place. And they had war power, so they could shoot anyone, no questions asked. So everyone was afraid of La Guardia Civil, but they were assigned to protect us. So we didn't think much of it, but we kept an eye out.
Yes.
And we had one guy that said, "There's no bullet in that long range rifle." They just carry those around to scare people and that. And so I called the guard over, one of the guard at the site, and said, "Could you come over?" And he came over, and I said, "Could you show him the gun and bullets?" And someone interpreted and asked him. And so the next day, his buddy steps back with a submachine gun and click, click, he's got it armed. And the other guy discharges, unloads his rifle, and a big bullet drops out. And this guy, his eyes got real big, and from then on, he realized that's a real gun, a real bullet.
They were serious.
Yeah.
So how long were you there before the mission? Did you have to do a lot of setting up?
About 10, the crew was there first. I came, and I think I was there about, trying to remember, probably about 2 weeks, something like that. And, I would stay in Madrid. We'd go up the Burgos Highway to Buitrago and be about an hour or an hour drive, and that's what we worked. A lot of the contractors, they worked for Bendix Field Engineering, and they stayed at this villa that we rented near Buitrago. But everything was real old country stuff. It's really old, except the new site, is a site, but the house and everything else is it wasn't anything like Madrid. You just step back in history when you went outside Madrid. They worked 12 hours a day and on each shift, and before we supported, they had a lot of work getting that thing up and running because the support was minimal other than a couple guys. So that was hard to do. We didn't have any support from the Madrid site or anyone else, so we were kind of on our own. But it seemed to work out good.